Senate President, Honorable Members of the Senate, as well, Mr. Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, fellow members of the House, Counsel for Defense and Prosecution, and fellow Filipinos, good afternoon. Like all the families in our nation's history, we are once again called upon to make a show between right and wrong. The day of reckoning is here. Everyone is ready. It is now time for us to make sense of all the pain that this impeachment trial has caused. Let me be clear that we know not to destroy money, but to destroy the leaders that play our system. We cannot rejoice over the fact that in the process, we won't play football. But sometimes, great pain must be endured so that tremendous freedom can begin. Today, we lay down before the Filipino people and the impeachment tribunal the truth that has come out. Importante ba talaga ang impeachment trial
ngayon? I would ask you this question. I would like to inform the court that the president is any member of the court that wishes to ask clarificatory questions about the statement of any speaker here in the court declared presentation. The radio has been recognized by the legislature and the legal process. Your clarificatory question, and you have 2 minutes. That's what I'm saying.
But after the delivery of the question, more than anything else, this impeachment trial is about our people's aspiration to regain the greatness that was once ours. So how can we inspire greatness in our people if it is not greatness that sits on the throne of the world? We Filipinos come from a long line of in the with rich and proud heritage. Our history is lined with honorable men and women who suffered so much in the name of country. 70 years ago, this month, Chief Justice Jose Abascal died in the hands of the Japanese rather than the king of this country. 50 years ago, former Chief Justice Manuel V. Moran, who was offered a chance to return to the Supreme Court, refused a midnight appointment rather than his honor and temple. Today, we have a Chief Justice who has been impeached and now faces judgment because of honorable duty. Obviously, we took our own current ceremony that led us to stay on the path of justice. That is why, December 12, 2011, overwhelming majority of the members of the House of Representatives, 188 people, needed the people's call to impeach the Justice Department for culpable violation of the Constitution and failure of public trust, a new ground for impeachment under the 1987 Constitution. On January 16, 2012, the evidence that
Thank you. public official acquired the amount of property that during peaceful conditions that is manifestly out of proportion to his talent and his honor. In fact, the Chief Justice of the Court, as for entering the case of the public person subjected by law in Serbia, he wanted to prove that when an official convicts a grossly disproportionate to the income, then the excess is not sanctioned. The burden is to place on the official to prove that it is not. The government put a guiding in a month and a month of the end of the day. Government and Balkans, the government of the end of the day. Even if we are to the first half of the day. I don't know. That's a problem for the government. At the fourth article, to the question. If responded to the carry $7 deposit from Stalin as required of him for the 20% of the loan, he did not. Where the Chief Justice of this is now the division of all discussions which were cited, he stubbornly insists that he failed to do so justified. According to the Chief Justice, he did not carry $1 deposits because he believed that his cover is an absolute confidentiality of foreign currency accounts and the foreign currency deposit. This interpretation of the law is very disturbing. We don't disagree with the law itself and the principles of public accountability. Your Honor, the Constitution submits that they will own it between the constitutional requirements of Iran and the Public Act 6426 for the law of secrecy of third party deposits. The standard requirement is addressed to government officials and employees to implement the constitutional provision of public accountability. It requires them to declare all their assets and makes no distinction between vessel and foreign currency, cash assets to the spirit of transparency. On the other hand, the law of secrecy requires that the deposit applies to banking institutions, and its prohibition is addressed to the banks, not to the depositors. This penalizes bank employees who disclose details of foreign currency deposits of their depositors, but allows the depositors themselves to waive the protection. The Chief Justice's interpretation of the law, which is good to encourage dishonesty in court, and it leads to the absurd situation where the law itself protects strict wide wealth, even in foreign currency. This is how the Chief Justice, the highest magistrate of the land, who is expected to possess the clear legal wisdom, interprets the law to protect his own interests. Your Honor, given all the things that you know now, after 4.5 months of trial, you go back to the question that you asked at the beginning of the proceedings. By what standard should Chief Justice be allowed to go on and judge? We have answered by the highest standards. Standards that are fair to the demand of Chief Justice and remember the details of the plan. Article 8, Section 7, by the Decree of the Constitution, provides a member of the judiciary must be open and clear of competence, integrity, probity, and independence. A nation of heroes and honorable people demands that the Chief Justice Corona be dropped for the conduct and character displayed by our government. Against the standards with an interest. This is funding Corona's favorite to duty, truthfully, and simply declare its assets, liabilities, and net worth constitute an impeachable offense. Our answer is yes, because it is both the failure of public trust and a culpable violation of the Constitution.
lies. It is dishonest. It is deception of the highest order. It is failing the constitutional provision of justice. It is failure. The failure of public trust is a consequence of this. It includes all acts which are not punishable with the statute of penal offenses, but nonetheless render the officer unfit. It includes the failure of public interest, inexcusable negligence of people, tyrannical abuse of power, which is by malfeasance of the people, glorious, ingratitude, etc., with a prejudice of public interest, and which tends to bring the office to the people. The stronger the evidence to stress its corona violation is culpable. So it is willful and intentional. Judging by the habituality and sheer magnitude of the qualities, inaccuracy, and excess in color. This lies in the title of one to hundreds of millions that cannot be read. All this to lie. The sense of peace. In the case of Ombudsman, the Supreme Court said, this honesty becomes an individual intentionally makes a false statement to the end of the law. It's understood to apply the decision to lie, cheat, deceive, or defraud. Unworthiness, lack of integrity, lack of honesty, probity or integrity principle, lack of fairness, and straightforwardness. It's difficult to defraud, deceive, or deceive. Indeed, an honest, public servant will have no difficulty gathering, creating, and presenting evidence that they prove his credibility. But a dishonest one will only provide shallow excuses to his actions. Even from the law, who could hide in the Quran? Although every office in government service is a public trust, no position extracts greater demand for moral righteousness and uprightness from an individual than that to be seen. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we come now to the very heart of the judicial proceedings. The Chief Justice is not the form nor the form to remain a Chief Justice. Longing their relations that came out of the impeachment trial going to the very core of the man's character. What things do not have to say to that? But that our core thinks that was happening to them. Can you trust a man who has repeated his life of the people's will by lying under oath to the silence and to wealth that could not be spoken? Can we trust a man who was very much willing to keep his promise to the world and the benefits of politics and education? And can we trust a man who took advantage of what of his position and abused his power to commit grave injustice and oppressive practices in the name of God? Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the House of Representatives, in impeaching the Chief Justice, took the first step towards the fulfillment of a faith of the people's trust. We have done our part as prosecutors in impeaching Julia, despite that. No matter what the outcome will be, knowing our hearts that we have contributed
to the back. It is more about setting our eyes that it is not. It is not us to the one who remembers the Senate, the central judges. To take the final step to restore the deliverance of the Americans. The people are victims. Let us be back to justice and nothing. Thank you very much.